Blog Talk Radio.
See, this here is one of them songs you listen to in the backyard, at a family reunion, or when you just hanging out with your family. You put this on, kick it, K.
It don't matter if you vibe or 110.
We came to get it in.
If you in here, you're family. If you in here, you're family. It don't matter if you vibe or 110.
We came to get it in.
If you in here, you're family. If you in here, you're family.
It's that time of year when all the family's here, yeah. Celebrating with our loved ones. Ain't no fussing, ain't no fighting, ain't no pulling out no guns, no. Just a whole lot of love going round. So come on in, man, and sit yourself down. Make yourself real comfortable, 'cause it's on and it's going down.
It don't matter if you vibe or 110.
We came to get it in.
If you in here, you're family. If you in here, you're family. It don't matter if you vibe or 110.
We came to get it in.
If you in here, you're family. If you in here, you're family.
Looks like we done did it again. My brothers, my sisters, and all of my kin. Chicago Dan's got the grill cooking. And DJ KJ the hype man, he got all the girls looking. SOJ is throwing down, and Big Daddy E just touched down. Everybody's drinking gin and juice, so turn it up, man, we about to get loose.
It don't matter if you vibe or 110,
we came to get it in.
If you in here, you're family. If you in here, you're family. It don't matter if you vibe or 110,
we came to get it.
If you in here, you're family.
It's a family reunion. Yeah. It's a family reunion. Yes, it is. It's a family reunion. Mm-hmm. It's a family reunion. It feels good. It feels good. It feels good. Man, it feels so good. It feels good in the hood like it should. Man, it feels so good. Yeah.
If you win here and you jamming with me,
Monday night, you already know what it is. It's the Hilltop Radio Show. And I want to thank everybody for tuning in, everybody that's on board, everybody that's with us right now, and everybody that's tuning in all around the world. It is Monday. Everybody know what it is. Monday, what goes on the hilltop stays in the hilltop. Welcome, welcome, Miss Peggy. Welcome, Robin Lynn, Maven Boz Live Radio. I am streaming. Mr. No Weapons in the house, DJ GQ is in the house, and I think this may be Mouse. Mouse, this you? 863, who are we talking to? I guess they're on listening. All right, what's going on, everybody? Welcome to the show.
Hey, DJ Sean.
DJ Sean, what's up?
Hello. All right, what's going on? All right, all right.
Let's go.
Welcome, it is Monday. Before we get started, Robin, go ahead and let everybody else know where we can be heard at as well here on Hilltop Radio Show, Blog Talk.
My pleasure. We are proudly streaming live directly from DJ Sean Live 24/7 Vibes Live Radio. We can be heard live on Apple TV, Roku, Amazon Fires. We're being heard live on Spotify, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, Google Podcasts, everywhere, all social media platforms. Click that play button. Tune in. We even have closed captions. Ooh.
Oh, yeah. So all right. Robin, let everybody know where they can follow you at on social media real quick.
You can follow me everywhere at Robin Lynn Maven. And if you're feeling especially nice, hit up my Cash App at $ Robin Lynn number one.
All right. Let's go with Ms. Peggy. Let everybody know where they can follow you at real quick on social media.
Good afternoon. Yes, you can find me on Facebook at Times Way Through Helping Others, Vibes Drive Radio, and right here on the best show on the planet.
All right. DJ GQ, man, welcome back to the show, man. It's been a long time. You shouldn't have left us. I'm just messing with you. Go ahead, man. I know, man. I'm just messing with you, man. Go ahead, man. Talk to us, man. Let everybody know where they can follow you at, brother.
Follow me at Harold Thompson on Facebook, Instagram, right here at the Hilltop Show, 99.9 WJCB, Evansville, Indiana, from one to two, well, 12 that time. I got the 4 o'clock gospel show, and I'm also World Play DJ.
All right. DJ Debo, welcome to the show, man. Let everybody know where they can follow you at, man.
Man, just go to that thing called Facebook, put Debo Taylor L in, go to Instagram at Debo the Pro. Also find me at Twitter, Iceman254, World Play DJs, live 99.9 WJCB, Evansville, Indiana, 12 a.m., 3 a.m., doing a Quiet Storm radio. Right here on the Hilltop Radio Show. And that's about it, folks.
All right, my brother. Mr. No Weapon, let everybody know where they can follow you at real quick.
You can, if you're on Instagram, I'm sure everybody is, or know somebody, you can follow me on Mr. No Weapon, MR No Weapon, Facebook Mr. No Weapon. You can Google Mr. No Weapon, I come up. All right, every Sundays and Mondays here on Hilltop Radio, I'm here.
All right, y'all, we're going to get in, and we'll be right back with some of the Bad Boys, the new Bad Boys of Soul R&B right here on the Hilltop Radio Show, and our guests. We'll be right back.
The champ is here! The champ is here!
This is Sean Haynes. You are now tuned in to the Hilltop Radio Show. Love is love.
Yes, indeed, baby. You are now tuned in to DJ Sean on the HILL Top Radio Show. What that is, Hilltop, brother.
Shut your mouth.
What? I was only talking about the baddest radio station on the land, you hear me?
Oh.
Well, what that is?
Hilltop. Hilltop Radio.
We're sorry. Your call did not go through. Will you please try your call again?
All right, call. Let's try it again. You got to be smart about it. All right.
We're sorry. Your call did not go through. Will you please try your call again?
All right, maybe I got the number wrong. All right, you guys, this is the Hilltop Radio Show. And I looked at the number without my damn glasses. So let me go back. I apologize. Let's get the two of them on right now. Let's see. Rico C, welcome to the show, man.
What's going on?
And let's see, this other young man is Too Smooth. Welcome to the show, man. Oh, shoot. I guess if I hit his... Welcome to the show, Too Smooth.
Hi.
Sorry about that, my brother.
It's all good.
All right, and this is Mr. Vaughn. Welcome to the show, Mr. Vaughn.
Hello,
how you
hello,
doing,
hello.
My brother? How you doing, my brother?
Brother.
How you doing?
Love it, man. Loving it.
Yeah, I guess. All right. Let me do this now. I know I had the wrong number. There we go. Welcome to
Hello?
The show there, Mr. Leroy Johnson.
Hello there, everyone.
Welcome.
What's going on, Leroy?
Hello. Hello, hello, hello.
What's going on?
I thought you forgot about me.
No, man, I ain't forget about you. I was dialing the wrong damn number.
Who did you call? I don't know no Leroy.
Yeah. No, it wasn't Leroy. It wasn't Leroy. I'm tired of getting cussed out.
So what do we have going tonight? What's going on tonight?
We got, you are on with the new bad boys of soul R&B.
Okay.
Before we get into it, I want you to let everybody know your background and who's your brother and who you used to manage.
Oh man, come on, you got to do all of that, man. That's like pumping myself up. You have to talk about it, and then
yeah,
I'll just
Well, I'm going to get everybody on. I'll let Robin go ahead and introduce you. Go ahead, Robin. You know him more than I do. He be cussing you out too.
Yeah, all right, but I will need a check from the both of you when I get done.
Don't steal my routine.
Oh no, I'm doing it. Mr. Leroy Johnson is the brother of Rick James, the acclaimed artist, critically acclaimed artist Rick James. He was the manager. And he also managed the Mary Jane Girls and I think a few other acts as well. He's also a lawyer, and he's also an artist himself of the paint and brush type, for real, for real. I'm still looking for my painting, too. I really want to buy one, something.
Oh, okay.
For real.
All right.
So, yes. Yeah, so, just a very
I have to put
awesome
you on with my agent. I'll put you on with my agent. Hello?
Let me finish introducing you first. See, now I gotta start all over. Go ahead, John.
And he's also managing a young brother by the name Vaughn Maxwell. He's on with us as well.
I am not Vaughn's manager. I am not Vaughn's manager. I'm assisting Vaughn, but I'm not his manager.
Yeah. Well, you're his overseer. Yeah, his overseer.
Okay.
I would say like mentor. He's my mentor. For sure. That's exactly.
Come on,
Vaughn,
get it straight.
Somebody who's definitely, you know his history with the industry and his background and whatnot. So, just everything that he brings to the table. He's more of a mentor. He can educate more than anything, as opposed to, you know, helping me, assisting me with, you know, certain things and whatnot. That's definitely who he is for me.
Yeah.
All right.
My guy.
Uncle Roy.
Can anybody hear me?
All right.
Yeah.
All right. So again, this is we got together and we picked five of the hottest R&B gentlemen that has come through Hilltop Radio Show, and these five men were picked. And we also have a special guest, Mr. Nolf Stuval. He's on with us as well. Welcome.
Hello.
Welcome, Mr. Stuval. How you doing today, my brother?
Doing well, man. Hello, everyone.
How you doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks,
everybody, a little bit about your background and who your father is as well.
Well, Moe Stovall is my name. I'm a resident of Birmingham, Alabama. I go by the name of the Velvet Voice, radio personality, TV host, R&B crooner, songwriter, stage performer. My dad's one of the members of the world famous group, The Platters, Eddie Stovall.
Oh.
Yeah.
Huh.
Your dad is performing tonight. He might be on later. Yeah. Yeah, we do know that.
He'll be in about 8:30. He's on stage right now.
Yeah. Okay. All right. You wanted to say something, Leroy?
I just said I grew up listening to The Platters, man.
Oh yeah, man. Phenomenal group, man.
Shoo up, shoo up.
I learned a lot through the chops that they put out.
Man, let me tell you that.
Shoo up.
They dominated during the day when they were out. They were the dominant group.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Clyde McFadder.
Long time group.
What, Clyde McFadder and the Platters?
Yep.
Okay.
And, you know, they had one female in the group, Zola Taylor.
They opened up the doors for a lot of groups, including the Temptations and
correct.
All groups. They opened up the doors for them.
Drifters, yeah.
And a lot of babies.
One of the first groups on the major TV shows back in the day also.
Correct. First black groups, yeah. They were the first group to have a top 10 hit on the Soul Charts. And they end up having 35 top 10 hits all time.
All right. We have in the house tonight, of course, we have Mr. Vaughn Maxwell. He's part of the new Bad Boys of Soul R&B. Mr. Rico C. He's part of the group. Let me see. These numbers are dropping and popping up. Oh, wait a minute. We have Big E. Big E's in the house. What's up, Big E? Welcome to the show, man.
How you doing? The show is going great, man. I just got through with my first set, so I run back here. I said, "Hey, I still got time to call for a minute."
Yes, sir. Welcome to the show, man. Your son's on here. I gotta send you a thick belt for him so you can tan him for last night. Yeah, so you can get on that behind
right.
for him. So welcome to the show. We're going to call you Big E, too, man. Tell everybody a little bit about yourself, man. Thank you.
Well, that would take the rest of the show. I mean, you know, I'm sure he's told you, we're international travelers. You know, we all over the country, all over the world. You know, been doing that for years. And right now, presently, I'm in Branson, Missouri. Been here about 30 years. And I've got my platter show here, and I do a doo-wop show here, and I got a Motown show that we do here.
Okay. And also, just to let you know, Big E, we have our, we call him the Godfather of Hilltop, Leroy Johnson. That's Rick James's brother. He's on with us as well. Yeah.
Okay, well, cool.
Yeah.
That's great, man.
Super freak. She's super freaky.
Yow.
Yeah, you came on the right show there, Leroy.
DJ Sean.
DJ feet on nobody's couch tonight.
DJ Sean.
Yes, sir.
Hey, this I got a funny story, real fast, probably like 10 seconds. Hey, man, this Mr. No Weapon. And when Rick, as a kid, my mom and dad and everybody in my family that was black used to play Rick James. And I, when they played the song Mary Jane, I didn't know it was talking about marijuana. I thought he was talking about a chick named Mary.
Nah, you're right. That sure wasn't talking about that Mary. I know that's right.
Yeah, I thought, I was like, he's talking about, I'm like, he really loved this woman. And then when I got older, I was like, talking about the weed.
But, yeah.
But believe it or not, that's okay. Talking about Mary Jane Candy, if you believe that.
Hello, everybody. Like, I know everybody. Like, what are these old, what are these old heads talking about? I know everybody. Like, what are these old heads talking about?
Remember those peanut butter? Those peanut butter? Hear me? Mary Jane Candy.
Yeah. Audio. We hear you, man. We got you in, man. We hear you, brother. We just talking right now, my man. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, though. What's up, y'all?
Tonio. It's Tonio.
Audio. What it do, baby?
Oh, man, you know
Tonio Armani.
Tonio, I got you. All right, we got a Tonio and we got an audio. We got you, brother.
Okay. I didn't want to make sure. What's going on here, man? What's going on?
All right.
Tonio.
What's up, man?
Too smooth, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, Rico C, you're on with us, right?
Yep.
Okay, all right. These are the guys. Let's start down. Too smooth, real quick, tell everybody about you, man.
What's up, everybody? I'm Too Smooth. I'm a artist, singer, songwriter / producer from Philadelphia, Mississippi. Been making music around probably about 6-7 years, seriously. And yeah, that's me, Too Smooth.
Thank you, Too Smooth, for taking time out being a part of the show, man. Audio, tell everybody real quick about you, man.
What's going on? It's Bo Audio, singer, songwriter, performer. Yep, yeah.
All right. Tonio, yeah. Armani.
What's going on, everybody? I am Tonio Armani, the one and only R&B. And so we're giving you real R&B vibes all 2020 and 21 and 22. Y'all know what I do when y'all hear me. So I don't need to tell y'all what I do because y'all know what I do.
All right. Rico C.
I'm Rico C. out of South Carolina. Songwriter, producer, performer. Probably over 20 years plus. You know, I do all the, you know, from blues to R&B to, I cover the whole spectrum. So, got love for the music. Just started really taking it really, really serious in the last, say, couple years. So, here I am, Rico C.
All right, thank you, Rico. And last but not least, the young one out of the bunch, Mr. Von Maxwell. Tell us a little bit about you, brother.
Yes, sir. I'm Vaughn. I'm from Buffalo, New York. I'm a singer, artist, songwriter. And, you know, I'm just trying to supply music for people to escape to, you know. All the day-to-day traumas that we go through, not just in the times that we're in, but just in general, even if we weren't in a pandemic or whatever. I just want to give people that peace of mind, whatever they need. You know, when they go listen to me, they're like, okay, yeah, I can just feel free type thing. So, you know, whatever God gives me in terms of, like, the extent of that, then that's just all blessings at the end, you know. So that's me.
All right. You guys make sure you like his music because his mother is a judge and she will lock you up. No, I'll just play it.
Oh, Lord. Let me go pay out my ticket.
I got a couple warrants. Take care of me, baby.
We don't play none of that.
So again, I want to welcome everybody to the show. And what we're going to do, we're going to go down in order. Too Smooth. We're going to start with Too Smooth and work our way down. We're going to be playing. You guys already know familiar how we do it here. Leroy Mr. Eddie, and Miles, and all the other listeners. You already know how we do it. We, you know, give them constructive criticism. You guys got to know the hardest critic on here.
Hey, can I say one thing before I go, before you guys get started?
Uh-huh.
Because I'm, like I said, I'm at a show right now, so. And
go ahead, Mr. Eddie.
We got this young lady on stage right now, and I got to go back on a few seconds. So for these young artists, I just got one bit of constructive criticism, not so much criticism, but as a little something to tell them what they need to think about while they're doing the craft. Like I told my son, Mose, when he first told me he wanted to be a singer, I said, be serious. This is nothing to play with.
Yes, sir.
You can't play with this business. If you play with this business, it's going to play with you. So you got to reach in your heart because a lot of suffering come with this. So you got to be dead serious because, I've walked away from very good jobs because I needed to do what my heart told me and my heart told me I had to sing. You know what I'm saying? So, gentlemen, on that note, I got to go back on stage, but y'all have a good show.
Amen.
All right.
All right,
thank you.
All right, Bob.
Thank you. Thank you, Biggie. I'll be in touch with you, man, to get you back on a future show.
Do that, man.
All right.
All right, Pops. I'll talk to you later.
All right.
Later.
All right. You guys heard it best here on the Hilltop Radio Show. All right, so we're going to do everybody. We're going to play two songs from everybody, and you know how we're going to do it. And we're starting with Too Smooth. This is Addicted. We'll be right back. No, hold on. Before we do this, I need everybody to mute your phone so we don't have any back feed or anything like that so the music can be heard, and we'll be right back.
Don't make it move. We don't care about how you feel. Hard to get you out of my mind, out of my mind. I can't get enough. Enough for you really blows my mind. And every time we kiss, it's like the very, very first time. Girl, I'm so addicted, addicted.
Addicted.
Smooth with a dignity with his nasty self here on the Hilltop Radio Show. All right. Yeah, he's going to have all. Hey, Moss, he's another one that's going to have a lot of panties thrown on the stage at him, too, man. You know,
yeah, you're right about that, man.
He
asking for it, man.
Yeah,
he asking for it.
Pampers and all the other, even the ones that the women with the weak bladders.
That's a nice one, that too. Oh, that's a nice one, bro.
Appreciate
all
right,
you,
go
man.
Ahead,
thanks.
Go ahead, Moss, talk to us, man. Tell us what you think.
Great delivery, man. Great delivery on that song. You know, you just have to be careful when you're writing if you want stuff put on the radio. But I think you hear enough stuff in it to make it just be about the imagination, man. So great delivery, man.
Appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Leroy Johnson, talk to us. You 13 for 13. I still got it written down. You there?
Unmute. I'm sorry. I take it off of mute. I really liked it. I liked when I heard his voice just speaking naturally, and then when I heard him sing, you can really see, as the earlier guy said, the delivery. The delivery was strong and powerful. You know, his vibe, he carried it through, and, you know, you can't really say anything other than that it was really good.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
All right, let's hear it from audio. What do you think about it?
Yeah, man, pretty dope, Big Dog. Like you said, you know, just watch what you say, because, you know, radio, some radio will shy away from it. You know, it'll pop in the club all day, all night, but, you know, you want to get worldwide revenue. So, you know, and if you're going to do it like that, just have another version that's like kind of mute some of the things. But overall, it's a good song. Beautiful.
Got you, man. I appreciate it. Thank you, Audio.
No doubt.
Tonio Armani, talk to us, man.
Hey, I'm definitely feeling that vibe. You know what I'm saying? That's that grown folk vibe. That's that late night vibe. I definitely like how you blending songs together. I'm definitely loving it. That's what I like to do as well. So I definitely would love to play with a record with you, though, bro, because that's a nice one. I like what you're doing. And keep doing it, because that's what we need to bring back anyway, that old school R&B like that.
Most definitely, bro. Most definitely. We definitely need to get together and, you know, put something together. Appreciate that, man.
All right. Rico C, talk to us, man.
Again, to piggyback, I just off what everybody else has said. Great delivery. The song is, you know, it's sounding really good. You know what I mean? Again, like I said, keep doing what you're doing. Salute from South Carolina, man. Like Mo was saying, you guys just got to be careful with the radio. But, you know, in lieu of that, it's a great jam. You know what I mean? So keep doing what you're doing.
And the young is in charge on with the group. Vaughn, talk to us, man.
Yeah, that's definitely a panty dropper. For sure. I could see that being played in a strip club for sure, too. They would eat that up. Definitely love your vibe, bro, for sure. Like, the vibe that you have, you don't see a lot of people delivering at all, at least within our time, you know? So, yeah, bro, keep doing it. Keep doing it, man.
All right, let's go to the DJ, DJ Devo.
Yeah. Yeah, bro, I think that the song is great, man. You really kept it true to the 90s sound, you know what I mean? Because I heard a fusion. For me, you know, it puts me in a mind state of H-Town, Drew Hill, especially Drew Hill. H-Town, Drew Hill. It's got that 90s flow to it, and it feels good. It feels good music. I like it, and I think it, you know, it'll do very, very well, especially with the older crowd. You know what I mean? because that type out here now. You don't hear that R&B, and only those of that era can appreciate that sound. It'll grow on the younger ones, but for those from that era would definitely appreciate that sound. Keep doing what you're doing. I think you're on to something.
Appreciate it, big dog. Thank you for that, man.
DJ GQ, one more time.
Yeah, I love the record, man. It sounded good to me. Delivery was good. And like Debo said, it took you back that nine era. But I heard what I heard for KC and JoJo. For real, keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you for that, man.
I'm going to say, like I said, I heard H-Town all day, every day. Robin Lynn Maven.
Yeah, so when he hit that high note, I got my foot stuck behind my neck. I ain't done that in 27 years. So,
Robin Lynn always been that.
To take your music seriously, there can be a fine line between grown folk and underground. And remember, R. Kelly was really good. He got every single one of his nasty songs on the radio. Okay,
right.
Just saying. So be encouraged. And keep hitting them high notes. Did somebody help me get my foot on from behind my neck? I need help.
All right. All right, y'all. This is the Hilltop Radio Show. We're getting ready to jump on to the second artist. Audio is in the house, and we're getting ready to start with him. Ocean Deep. We'll be right back. Make sure you guys mute your phones. Thank you.
Guaranteed, let me know I feel the need.
All right, y'all, that's audio with Ocean Deep. Let's go to Mr. Leroy Johnson. Talk to us, big brother.
Let me take myself off of mute. I was definitely grooving to it, no question about it. You know, I like the feel, musical content, and layered nicely with the vocals. I'd love to hear it on the radio. It's very competitive with whatever is out there right now.
Oh yeah, it's real smooth. It's another like too smooth is something else that needs to be back on radio. Real feel good music.
It's kind of getting that feel of the back in the day of L.B. Shore, and what's the other, DeBarge and those groups. It gives you that feel. You know, it's a very nice feel. That need more of that, more musical singing. Feel good.
That's right. Moss?
Yeah, man. Audio's a prolific writer, man. I know the cat, and he's serious about what he does. That song makes you want to grab your lady and just go two-stepping under the moon, man, out in the stars, poolside or something.
Yeah, walk on the beach.
He doesn't over-sing. Yeah, I love the way he doesn't over-sing. You know, him and I have conversations, and he says, you got to remember, man, you got to sing this stuff live. And that's one of those songs, man. He's just comfortable in what he was doing, and nice groove, man. I mean, anybody can feel that. Definitely radio music.
All right. Let's see. Mr. No Weapon, talk to us.
What's going on? Can you hear me now?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay, my phone was, I think it was, it had some smoking from Mary Jane.
Okay, let us know. Let's talk about the song, brother, that Mary Jane's good.
But, yeah, I actually like the song. I think it's a great concept. I think it's mixed well. I think that you have a nice song there. So that's it's something that I can relate to back in the 80s and 90s. So as long as you got the 80s and 90s there, you got me. So good job, my brother.
All right. Robin Lynn, go ahead and talk to us.
Yeah, that's the reason why the population is going to increase about 25% every time that song is played. Okay? So, and really nice flow. I can hear that radio. I can hear that on some movies and soundtracks in my car, going down the freeway on a road trip somewhere. Really nice. Yeah. Somebody going to get got. Keep on. Thank you.
All right, let's go to the DJs. DJ Debo.
Once again, brother, that is so true. The sound is so true to the 90s. And just the vibe, again, the vibe takes me right back to some of the biggest acts of the 90s. Music Soul Child, Bilal, Kindred and the Family Stone, Keith Washington. You know, just the vocals are so good, man. And the fusion of the music, and it's mixed great. You can hear everything. It's clear. Like the brother said, you didn't over-sing. You know, you didn't over-exert the music. You didn't over-exert yourself. And it complemented. It very complemented each other very nicely. And, again, as Leroy said, it's very competitive to what's being played today. And it's better than what we're hearing today. Again, true to the R&B sound. No doubt about it.
All right, Miss Peggy, real quick.
Yes, sir, DJ Sean. That song, there's gonna be another boom, baby boom. That's smooth. That is smooth. The voice clear, music's clear. I'm feeling that. That's lit. Well, yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Have some more babies.
DJ GQ, talk to us.
Yeah, I agree with everybody on the panel, man. Nice song. Nice. Your lyrics was great, man. The song was awesome. Appreciate it.
All right, let's go. Let's go to the other fellas. Vaughn, talk to us real quick.
fire, man. Fire. Fire. Through and through. Fire in every aspect. Keep doing what you're doing, brother. For sure. Salute to you.
Rico C.
The song was jamming. Again, it had a good swing to it. It's radio ready. Audio clicked me in the mind of the Neo. Neo is a great songwriter. So that song right there just kind of, that vibe, it gave me a song like something that Neo would write. So, again, you know, it's a great track. You know, shouts out. Keep grinding.
Right. Tonio or Monty?
Going on, what's going on? Audio, I like that one. It like just like Rico C was saying, it was he gave me some Neo vibes on that one. It was real smooth. That's a song that you can cook to. That's a song that you can clean up to. That's a song you can just vibe to. That's a good vibe. That's what we need right now. So you did your thing on that one, man. I definitely appreciated that one.
And Mr. Too Smooth.
Man, it was a dope track, brother. Definitely something you can groove to. I liked it. Kind of reminded me of an early 2000 Carl Thomas type of vibe. So I really like it, bro. Keep doing your thing.
I know it's a lot of men bad that they got snipped. Listen to this track tonight, boy. Yeah. All right, up next is Tonio Armani. All right, you guys, reach your phones again, and we're getting ready to get into it. This is In My Feelings. We'll be right back.
I've been smoking, trying to take the pain away. I've been drinking, trying to take the pain away. That ain't working. Yeah, stuck on my feelings.
What you want to do for love? I tried everything, and it just won't work. Stuck on my feelings today. Every time you let me, I ain't getting no sleep, and I don't even want to even. He gone back to me, babe. Yeah, stuck on my feelings today. I was blabbing down my knee without you, girl. I'm incomplete, girl. I'm begging on my knees, please come back to me. That ain't working. Yeah. Stuck on my feelings today. I left this bitch alone. I was wrong and now you're gone. I've been calling, I've been texting, I've been blowing up your phone. Nothing ain't working. Yeah. Stuck on my feelings today. When you decide to tell me back, you say you gon' need more time. I reply, what the fuck you mean? You see me blowing up your line. You got me stuck inside my feelings. All I can do is cry. Look at myself inside the mirror. So much pain deep inside. Yeah. I've been smoking, trying to take the pain away. I've been drinking, trying to take the pain away. Nothing ain't working. Yeah. Stuck on my feelings. What you want to do for love? I tried everything and it just won't work. Stuck on my feelings today.
I left that bitch alone. I was wrong and now you're gone. I've been calling, I've been dancing, I've been blowing up your phone. That ain't working. Yeah. I've been smoking, trying to take the pain away. I've been drinking, trying to take the pain away. Nothing ain't working. Yeah, stuck on my feelings today.
What you want to do for love? I tried everything, and it just won't work. Stuck on my feelings today. Stuck on my feelings today. Stuck stuck on my feelings today.
All right, that's Tonio Armani right here on the Hilltop Radio Show. Talk to us, Mr. Stuvall.
Tonio, man, hardworking cat, man. I watch him and follow him on Facebook a lot. He reminds me of the Mystical of Southern Soul, Mystical the rapper, the way he goes hard in the paint, man. He's serious. He has a lot of lyrics. He continues to go on when he's doing lyrics. He puts lyrics on top of lyrics. The cat's got a lot to say. You know, I admire him for what he's doing. Keep working hard, my brother. Great song, man. Great emotional song.
Oh, yeah. And my feelings. Yeah, I'm going to have to sing that, too.
He puts his emotions in everything.
Yeah, I'm going to have to sing that, too.
He puts his emotions in a lot of his music.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to have to sing that, too. Whenever I get a girl, I'm like, girl, you got me in my feelings. All right, Mr. Leroy Johnson, talk to us, brother.
Well, again, I liked it. I think his brother is creating his own space, you know. He's preaching.
Right.
And he's working hard. And he's coming in a way that you feel it, you know. You really feel it. And I think he's pretty unique with his approach and his vocals. I think they need to play something like this more, and it'd be interesting to hear it on mainstream radio, because I'm sure that in the black clubs it will go over big, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I would be more interested in hearing it on the kind of more mainstream, see how, because I think it's kind of like he's created his own space. And how, if that goes over, then he's got his own space, you know.
All right. Mr. No Evan, talk to us. DJ Debo, talk to us, brother.
I love it, man. I love it. Only thing that I would do, I would pull the vocals down some, because to me, maybe it's because I'm listening to it through a Bluetooth. To me, it sounds like the vocals is too hot. I'll just probably pull the vocals down a bit. But it's beautiful. I love it. That's, again, true to that 90s sound. Kind of puts me to mind of Jaheim. The music puts me to mind of Jaheim. And I like it, man. That's the only thing that I would do. I would kind of pull the vocals down. That would be the only thing that I would do to it. But other than that, that's just my opinion, you know. I think it's going to do well. I like it, and I'm with Leroy on that. That's just radio ready. Radio ready. Back to you, Sean.
GQ, talk to us.
Yeah, man, they bring that 90s vibe back, and it was a great song. Literally. And like Debo said, you might need to tweak that just a little bit, but other than that, man, you good.
I'm here.
All right, go ahead, Mr. No Weapon. What do you think about the song?
I think it's a great song. He took me back to Bobby Caldwell, that old school song, What You Won't Do For Love. I'm agreeing with, I think it was Debo that said about the vocals, you know what I'm saying? But other than that, man, I think it's a great song. You get thumbs up for me.
All right. Robin Lynn?
Yeah, you know, I like a man with sensitivity, as always. You artists on tonight, you guys is really, 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 really above par. And I'm really proud of all y'all and what you're doing. So, yeah, great song. Thank you.
Go ahead, Miss Peggy, real quick.
Yes, sir, DJ Diva, DJ Sean. That song, that is grooving. It's smooth. It's got a great vibe to it. I feel it. I think it'd be a great for any clubs. Yes, sir, DJ Sean.
All right, let's go. Rico C, talk to us. Bond, talk to us, Bond. What do you think about this song?
Yeah, I really like it a lot. Hello?
No, go ahead. Go ahead. Finish what you're saying.
Okay, I'm going to come back to you, Rico.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Vaughn. Talk to
us. Okay. I really like it a lot. It's very you. But, you know what I mean? You can't compare it to anybody. And that's been a consensus. That's what's been everybody who's been played. I've gotten that vibe. Just everybody has their own vibe, and it's amazing to see everybody tapping into who they are and not trying to be, you know, other people. It's so refreshing. It's very refreshing. So yeah, keep doing you, man. It's a solid song. Solid song. Solid vibe. Keep doing you.
All right, Rico, talk to us, big brother.
Again, Tonio has a unique voice. And again, with the style that he's delivering, it's something. It's a whole different vibe. It's a whole different vibe of the music. But again, the music is good. The song, the content is good. To me, it's something that it will be discovered, because you don't have many people with the vocal range and the raspy sound. And it goes over well and smooth, and it has a different, you know, it's a whole different feel. But it's great music. Everything's good.
All right. Audio.
Ghetto. Hey, man. I like it. You know, it gives me the genuine approach, but your voice is unmatched. So, you know, I get that old school when he first came out, that genuine approach delivery, but shit, we talking about your voice? Nah, man, it's one in a million. So, man, just keep doing you, man, and keep putting out some good music. We missing it, so it's good to have somebody, you know, keeping that flag flying, you know.
All right, and last but not least, Mr. Too Smooth, talk to us, brother.
Man, I like it. I really like it. I feel like it was different. It's a pain song, and I felt if that's the message that you was trying to give across for your audience to get, man, I definitely felt your pain. I felt your emotion. I like how you expressed it over the song, and man, just keep going. It's a real dope track, bro. I like
it. All right, Tonio, anything you want to say, big brother?
Hey, man, I appreciate everybody's feedback, man. We just trying to make good music for good people, man. We just, with people like y'all, we can get this music to the next level. So I definitely appreciate everybody, man, and their feedback. We've been hearing some good music so far, so let's keep it rolling, man. I'm enjoying it.
I just want to say, so far, what we've heard, you guys, these guys, you know, we still got two more, and we still got some more music to play after we do the first round. You five brothers are very talented. I know we've had you on the show before. We just can't get enough of y'all music, and I would love to see y'all five do something together and tour together, just be together for a whole year doing y'all thing together, like in the college, like a college tour or something like that. I would love to see that happen. I would love you guys stay together and just do y'all thing together, because you guys are very talented young men so far that, you know, we've heard tonight. Leroy, anything else you want to add, what you've heard so far from the first three artists? Anything you want to add?
Well, I think all of them have their own space, and they all are unique, and they're not trying to be anything other than who they are, and that's always been the secret. No one can be better at you than you are, and you can't be good at being somebody else. So I think if they're following that rule, which they are following that rule, because, you know, you can listen to these guys, you can listen to them when they just talk, and then you listen to them sing, and you feel who they are, you know. And I love that about artists and about artists getting their own music and maybe take a little bit of something from somebody else, but for the most part it's them. So I think everybody's on the right trail, and I've heard some great stuff so far.
Most, anything you want to add before we get into the next two songs? So far, what you've heard?
I just can't piggyback off everybody else, man. I think the guys are all positive and headed in the right direction, man, with their craft.
All right. I'm just going to say, Pewers, that keeps coming to my mind with you guys, and we still got Rico and Vaughn to play. It's just two words that keep coming to my mind that you guys are like, you know, doing your individual things. But if you guys come together as a group, the new addition on the block, that's what I'm just going to say. I'm just going to throw the shit out there, new addition. So we're getting ready to get into it. This is Rico C, y'all, in my bedroom. We'll be right back.
What's up, lady? Tonight is your night. So I want you to sit back and let me take control. But if you feel you need to drive a little bit, I'll back up.
And rain down on me.
right in my bedroom here on the Hilltop Radio Show. Mr. Leroy Johnson, talk to us, sir.
Well, I like my first question was, how old is this guy, man? Because, you know, I could have sworn that I was listening to that back in high school with the blue light. That, you know, it's got that kind of feel. I like the feel. I think you might have crossed the line with that in your bedroom, though. You know, if you wanted to get the radio play, maybe for club play, as it's sort of like with what comments the other person made earlier, it's over the line in terms of suggestion, you know. But other than that, man, I like the groove, the entire groove. I like the vocals on it. I like those guitar, little guitar, those old almost blues licks, and I could hear a little sounds like a Hammond organ under there. The feel is great, you know. I mean, it would bring back the old slow drag thing, you know, which we don't have enough of. So I would just change the lyrics around a little bit so that it could get the play that it deserves.
All right. Mr. Stovall.
Hey, man. I thought Rico had a whole group on there singing all the harmony he was doing, man. great song. Like the brother said, man, it sounded like a song like the Gales or somebody, man. Reminded very old school feel, man, and that's definitely lost in the music today. Very needed. Rico knows I love him, man, as a brother. Keep on doing your thing, Rico, man. You got my support 300%, bro.
All right, Mr. No Weapon, talk to us.
I liked it. Like I said, along with everybody else, it gave that 80s and 90s R&B feel. Even though you're one person, man, it sounded like all four members of Boys and Men. With that being said, man, I thought it was great.
All right, Robin Lynn.
Yeah, man, I'm really liking the flow tonight. Like, hey, y'all want to dance? So it's amazing that the depth from that's coming from these guys at the age that they're at. So y'all keep on. Somebody's going to get got tonight.
All right. Miss Peggy, real quick.
I am feeling that song is smooth. Your voice is so, the passion, the energy in your voice. Ooh, Rico, I just love it. And Mr. DJ Sean, I'm just going to hand it back to you right now, sir.
All right, DJ Debo, talk to us. DJ, talk to us, Debo.
I think it's great, man. It's fitting. It's a very, very well put together song. I don't know whether to thank Eddie Kane or Choir Boy, because he was doing both of them. So the high notes, man, the notes he was hitting, brother, you got something, you know, you got something. Just keep doing what you're doing, bro. If it feels good, do it. And I think that's a feel good song, and I like it, no doubt about it. Back to you, Sean.
DJ GQ.
Yeah, Sean, I'm going to tell you right now. I'm going to tell you too, Debo. This is the second time I heard that song. When he came to Jacksonville and did the warm-up, and it ran through a system, man, that boy blowed it. He blowed it. And his beat sounds so good through a system. I mean, when I say it sound good, it sound good. So, Rico, keep doing what you're doing, brother. We will see you again.
All right, let's go to the brothers. Too Smooth, talk to us, man.
Man, I like it, Rico. I like it, man. Like I said, I'm from Mississippi, so that blues feel, man, that harmonizing, that layering them vocals, man, keep doing what you're doing, bro. Keep doing. That's my type of music. I love it, bro. Keep doing your thing.
Audio.
Yeah, no, hey, man,
They talk about we need to be a group. Well, they don't need to be a group. You already left. You got the boys to men down pat. The walking group in itself. So it sounds real dope, man. And I was like, dang, I was black street boys to men all in one. So I was looking for the bedroom too. I started looking in the back. That kind of real for a second, but keep doing what you're doing, Rico, man. Keep it up, big dog.
Tonio Armonte.
What's going on? Hey, Rico, man, I definitely would like to tell you this. I definitely like that feel of that record, man. Like I said, I thought Rico C was a group, and I ain't going to lie, because when I heard that song, it sounded like it was a group, you know, like they say Boys and Men or the Five Heartbeats, the Dells. It was a good vibe. I definitely liked where it was going. It was nice. It was where it needed to be. It wasn't too much, you know, it didn't get nasty. It was just where it needed to be. And it was a good vibe, you know what I'm saying? So it's a grown man record. So I definitely, you did your thing, man. I definitely appreciate it. Keep doing your thing, bro.
Thanks.
All right. And last, Von Maxwell. Talk to us, man.
Yeah, man. Super classy. Super classy. That's immediate. Off immediate ear. Man, crazy. It just put me in a mindset of, like, tuxedos and, you know, just classiness. You know what I mean? Like, just almost on a Bruno, you know, Bruno Mars and that type of feel. And the Temptations I thought about too, like, you know, being in that line, like I sound like a group. So that's like everybody said, it sounded like it was a group. So I could picture that. That's different. That's to do that in this type of time, man, that's keep going. Keep going, because that's not happening right now. Not at all.
All right. All right, so now we're getting ready. Rico, anything you want to say, brother?
No, again, I really appreciate, you know, you guys for having me on and to be able to take part in this great event, you know, just to hear the great musicians and the artists and hear the music. It's just me, you know, I'm just a old country boy that like music. And, again, I appreciate, you know, all the feedback and being able to hear, you know, the music in detail from some of the artists. You know, some of the music you kind of, you hear it, but you don't get to listen to it in detail in a run of a meal of a day. So, again, this portion right here, I really appreciate you guys for inviting me to be a part of it.
Well, we got I want to shout out Bridge the Gap Promotions, Yolanda Marshall and Connect the Dot. They're the reason to... for this show tonight, the new Bad Boys of Soul R&B, you know, because you guys are bringing, like everyone said, you guys are bringing back, you know, that music from the 80s and 90s that I miss, and as you can see, you know, Leroy misses it, and Mr. Stuval misses it, and, you know, as well as everybody over 50, we all miss the music, and you guys are really putting it back in our souls, and it feels good. It feels good that we have brothers that are really paying attention to what the, you know, to the old school feeling that, you know, we once listened to, and now you guys are bringing it back. So, you guys keep doing what you're doing as well, and I appreciate each and every one of you guys for taking time out of your schedule, as well as Leroy. He's always on here giving, you know, pointers and taking time out of his schedule and being here. And, you know, Mr. Stuval, you as well, man, you're a busy guy as well. So I thank you guys from the depth of, you know, bottom of my heart as well for being a part of the show and giving these young men exactly what they need to hear, you know, as they venture down the road in their careers. So thank you guys again. So we're getting ready to get into Young Bond Mason. This is Stress, and we'll be right back. Oh.
life is going south. If you're feeling any doubt, I promise to hear you out, yeah. I promise to hear you out, yeah. All of your thoughts mixed with all of your anger, making you so tired, your vision getting tainted. I'll tell you why, cause you fucking with niggas who ain't shit. Your comments so dry, calling my phone, you anxious. Pretty young senior readers giving y'all all of you just takes it. With no reciprocation, how you all open and naked? Maybe it's your daddy, true, that made you like this. Black and GTA, hope they don't find you wasted. Is going south. If you're feeling any doubt, I'll promise to hear you out, yeah. You're pretty as a model, it's all up Picasso, yeah. You should know better now, better not sweat up now, yeah.
It's stressing, y'all. I love this young man's voice. We'll go with Moss. Talk to us, Moss.
Oh, yeah, man. That song is on point, man. Sounds just like some brand new R&B music. I think you can play with the best of them.
Right, Leroy, you brought this young man to my attention.
It's like totally biased, man, but I think that the opportunity that you gave him to let his sound be heard along with all of these other great artists tonight, man, is the best education that he could get. And also to have the advice of all of these distinguished people in the business. I think he's special, and I think he's got a future. I hear also from these other guys, there's a lot of future out there for everybody on this program. So it's great that everybody can hear each other, because that's the thing that gives you that drive makes you get confidence in yourself and assure that you can do what your craft. So this is a great experience for him. Thank you.
Right. No problem. Robin Lynn, talk to us. Stressing.
Yeah, you know, come here. Let me rub your feet, rub your back. Let me alleviate. Yeah. I like it. It has today's sound, but it's also like timeless at the same time. You know, very, very, very extraordinary. So I'm really, really enjoying the show tonight. I'm just gonna kick back with my bag of popcorn. Back to you, Sean.
All right. Let's see, Benita. I'm sorry, I didn't realize you was on the line. Go ahead and talk to us.
It's all good. Hey, everybody. I love the song. I missed the name of the artist, but it's definitely a great song. I'm like Robin Lynn. I'm enjoying the show tonight. Kick back. I love it. All of it.
Yeah, that's Von. That's Von Maxwell. Von Maxwell. Talk to us, DJ Debo. Second time around.
Man, I love it, bro. I love it. It's just so today, and it's got a unique sound to it. It's an all around good song. Plus, the way he's got everything put together, it's very complimentary. I love it, man. I can't stress how much I like that song, man. I really like that song. And
oh yeah,
thank you, man.
I think you really on to something, bro. Whatever it is, whatever your formula is, don't add no more sugar to it. Don't add no cream. Keep it just where it's at.
Yes, sir. Mr. No Weapon.
I think it's a song that's very relevant of today, even though it's old school. But, man, I love it. It has a nice vibe to it. It's very melodic. And all I can say is, man, keep up the good work, man. You're doing great.
Miss Peggy, real quick.
Oh, sir, oh my goodness. I am lost. I am just so wrapped and just, oh, I'm carried away. That is so amazing. Your voice, again, is powerful. I can feel the energy, and I'm just getting swept away and wrapped up and all this goodness. Ooh, that is just, I'm like, oh, I'm just, ooh, let's just keep it going, DJ Sean.
Ooh, all right, Too Smooth, talk to us, Too Smooth.
Man, I really like the track, man. It's very today, very relevant. Definitely the new school R&B ways. Cause I'm not really a big fan of today's R&B, but I really like that song, bro. You got a very nice voice, your delivery, the message, the content. It's just a dope track, bro. I really like what you're doing with it.
Appreciate you, G.
My man, Audio.
Yeah, though, two words, man, just different, man. I love the delivery. I love the vocal ability, the vocal range. I like how it kept your voice and didn't throw too much auto-tune in it, so I really appreciated that. I have a thing with auto-tune, so I really appreciate them letting you keep your voice the way it's supposed to be. But overall, man, I look forward to hearing it on mainstream very soon.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it. Likewise.
My man, Antonio Armani. Talk to us, big brother.
Hey, I like it. I'm over here vibing to it. I feel like you just need to go and put some money behind it and get you a video shoot for that one, because that's a nice record, man. You got something. It's relevant to what the R&B is right now. And if you go ahead and put some money behind that one, you might, you know what I'm saying, you – feel like you got something with that record, man. Like, it was different. It's today, it's right now, and you should put some money behind that record, bro.
For sure. Thank you,
yeah.
Man.
For real, yeah.
And Big Rico C, talk to us, big brother.
Again, the vibe on the record was very good. Again, it competes with any of the R&B that's out there today. And like Tonio said, you know, just, you know, get some visual. If there's not a visual, I hadn't, you know, I'm kind of learning everybody now, but if there's not a visual, you know, a good video would make and take it across the top, you know. Shouts out to, you know, what you're doing.
All right. Thank you, Rico. See,
appreciate you.
Too Smooth. What state you call it? What state you reside out of?
I'm in Mississippi.
Audio. What state you reside in?
I'm in Lafayette, but I'm from Port Arthur, Texas.
Okay. Tonio, you were here in North Carolina, correct? Raleigh,
North Carolina, but I'm from Columbus, Georgia.
Okay. And Rico, you're South Carolina, right?
Yes.
And Vaughn, you're up north, Buffalo, New York. So all these brothers in all and totally all different states, and they bringing this awesome vibe to the radio. Moss, anything you want to add before we go around two, man? Anything you want to add since you heard all five brothers now? Anything else?
No, man. I'm loving what they're doing, man. And like you say, from everybody being there from their own little dot on the map, they're making big noise, man.
Leroy, anything you want to add, big brother?
No, I'm loving it. I'm loving the night.
Let's go to DJ. You know, from the DJ point of view, DJ Debo. You know, these brothers, all different states, reside in. What do you think, man?
I think we're looking at our late 2022 or 2023 concert thing. I think we're looking at a tour right now.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I think.
It's
the music, man. Them brothers, you doing your thing. Each one of you doing your thing, man. Like Uncle Leroy said, man. You're all in your own specific lane. But each one of those lanes that you in, you know, think of a track meet. You know, they got separate lanes, but it's the same track. You know what I mean? Highways, different lanes,
100%.
But it's the same highway. You know what I mean? So 100%. Those lanes, those individual lanes, when you take those lanes and put them on lanes on the same track or the same field or the same outlet, man, I'm telling you, man, it becomes a collective. And mm-hmm. that collective, you guys are great individually, but you could be greater together. No.
Oh yeah. Hell yeah. Bon, yeah. you heard from the panel and you heard from your peers, man. Anything you want to add real quick?
I just want to give a thank you to everybody. I kind of did it individually. I'm sorry if I was supposed to do that, but I really just wanted to tell everybody thank you, and Sean, especially you two, for like Leroy said, having me on here. You know, being the youngest, and this is a great learning experience for me. Early, right on. And I don't take this, like I told you before, I don't take this for granted at all. I know a lot of people within my time, once when they get to that point that they envision, then that's when they, you know, kind of gain the real appreciation for stuff. Not everybody, but that's just kind of a thing with us. So I just wanted to let that be known. I'm very, very grateful and appreciative for you and for everybody else too, for giving me this opportunity, for sure.
No problem.
And
well,
for
you
the
got
rest of the artists. My
you
bad.
Just
I didn't
inherit.
For the rest of
no,
the artists.
Good.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I just wanted to say for the rest of the artists too. Like I really appreciate every single one. Like the other DJ said, their lanes, everybody's lane that we're in. You know, it's all for the best, and it's ours. Like we're not trying to be anybody else. Like I love that. Please continue to do that. Please.
All right. Well, you inherited four big brothers, man. So I make sure you guys get everybody else's information so you guys can, link up and network and everything and, you know, help one another down this road, man, because you guys are the five best I've had on the show in a minute, man. So that's the reason why we created this show, to bring you guys back. So, you know, congratulations to you. We're getting ready to go real quick around two. And this is back to Too Smooth. Here we go. Slow rolling.
Yeah.
Yo. Yo. Let me call you.
I don't know what you
Put a fence up around him. What he performs, he's got to have all types of underwear thrown at him.
Oh, yeah.
Right there, slow rolling. Go ahead, Leroy, talk to his big brother.
Well, I mean, I think we've said it all. Nothing has changed. I feel like the next generation of singers to me, you know. I mean, I love the vibe on that man. I love his vocals, you know. I mean, there's nothing different from the first song, you know, and it has that familiarity that, you know, it starts off, it's familiar, but it's not. And mm-hmm. I like that. I like that groove that, you know, you're waiting for whatever's coming next.
Oh, so, yeah.
It's got a lot of appeal to it.
Oh, yeah. Most.
Oh yeah, man, dope song. He took Slow Rolling, like he said, and it had a familiarity to it, but it had a genuine feel, like something genuine would do. You know, I can imagine a lot of bumping and grinding going on during that song, man. So very, very song, man. Great song, man. Just keep up the good work, man. You're definitely on what you need to be on. Thank you.
Mr. No Weapon.
What's up, man? It has that Dino H-Town sound mixed with Tank. I love it, man. There's nothing negative I could say other than I think it's a great concept, a great song, nice vocal.
Thank you, bro.
Let's go with Miss Bonita Applebaum. Let's see what she has to say.
Yeah. You know, you can't go wrong when you're struggling with them.
All right. She blushing over there, y'all. That's the reason why she's saying too much talking. Yeah. You got her blushing too smooth with that slow roller, brother. Go ahead, Robin Lynn.
I'm not sure I'm old enough to be listening to all of this. I think I'm gonna plead the 5th, the 25th, the 75th, every 5th that I need to so that I don't incriminate myself nor a whole lot of other people. Yeah, you doing it with that music, okay? It's it's romantic, it's real, you know, like real, totally straight in your face, and I appreciate that. Yeah, thank you, Sean.
All right. Go ahead, Miss Peggy, real quick.
I think that this time I am going to go with Miss Robin Lynn because I am feeling this song. This is so the vibe of it, the voice, the energy from it, it just sweeps you up. And this song is just, oh my goodness, just get lost in it. It's phenomenal. This is good. Yes. DJ Sean?
All right. DJ GQ, talk to us.
Yes, awesome song, man. Also, I enjoyed it. All right.
And big brother DJ D-Ball, talk to us, man.
Already, man, you already know. That's going in my Quiet Storm rotation, bro. You already know that. That song right there, man, is amazing. It's great. My wife, when she heard the first time he played it, my wife was listening, and she heard it. My wife loves R&B. and she loves music, period, but R&B, R&B, R&B. That right there was something that I actually watched her actually sit up in the chair because it caught her attention. And your engineer, I give your engineer props because I like he put just the right amount of reverb on that. Dude, that's something, man. That's something. I love it and I appreciate it. I would be scared to play it in the club, though, because I think it would lead to a fight because somebody, some dude going to snatch up on somebody, woman, and try to grind up on them. But, you know what I mean? Because that's one of them joints. That's the first woman you see.
well, too smooth if you need a lawyer about your music, Leroy's a lawyer for you.
Hey. No, okay. No, it might be my girl that he's pushing up on.
All right, now. Okay. All right, let's go to audio. Talk to us, audio.
Man, stroking with the motion. Look out, man. YOLO, right? I was jamming like I don't know what. I was over here stroking with the motion, real live, though. I was looking. It's one of them panty droppers, man. It's one of them panty droppers. It's just one of them, man. When, ooh-wee. That's all I can say is, ooh-wee. Keep doing what you're doing, dog. That junk sound good, man. Like, for real. I'm enjoying this, man. I'm really enjoying all y'all music tonight.
Man, appreciate it, bro. Appreciate it.
Mr. Tonio Armonte. Talk to us, big brother.
What's going on, man? I definitely like the way you flipped that, man. I like how you flipped it. Like, you went a whole nother way with it. You know, a lot of people touched that same record, but you definitely made it different. I definitely like the way you spent with it. You know what I'm saying? So keep up the good work, man. Like, that was I like that. I definitely like that flip. You definitely flipped it.
Oh, yeah.
Appreciate it.
Rico C, talk to us, brother. You got Rico still caught on the mute button.
Well, Rico still stoking with the motion.
Yeah.
I'm going to grab somebody girl up already.
Yeah, he the one that's getting in trouble. Go ahead, Vaughn, talk to us.
Yeah, man, you really made it your own, for sure. For sure, you really made it your own. And I like your vibe. I like your style, just how you approach every single instrumental, man. You make it you. And definitely continue to do that, bro, because that's to be able to have your own vibe, that's hard. That's hard to do. A lot of people can say that they want to do it, but, you know, take action to do that. And you sure show it is consistent. So definitely keep going, man.
Let's do this one more time. Rico, you there? He must be fighting. All right. Talk to us, Too Smooth, man. You heard from your peers in the panel. Talk to us, man.
Ah, man, I'm grateful to be on here tonight, man, and to be on here with these other amazing artists, and we all showcasing our talent in one place and giving each other the positive feedback and the constructive criticism that we need. And, man, I just appreciate it. I appreciate the panel. I appreciate the opportunity. Man, I'm just glad to be here, and I'm loving all the music, man. But thank y'all. Thank y'all for that positive feedback. That's motivation, definitely.
No problem. Thank you guys again, man. Thank again, Uncle Leroy, for always being there for us when we need you, man. You already know how we feel about you. And Moss, man, again, man, thank you for an awesome show last night with you, man, and accepting the invitation to come on tonight as well, man. You and your dad. Appreciate you, man.
All love, man.
All right. Audio. I just want to call you tonight just Audio 2. I just got to put that 2 on there, man. So, this is Audio. Who we are, who you are. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
Mr.
baby. We just did have a good time. I'm just checking out the visual, baby. Turn around for me one time. High, high five, you're too fine. No lie, oh my, baby, woo sign. On fire, you're a top, wanna do some. We can take it to the floor, baby, move some. Yada, if you're not sure, then tell me how you feel. Cause all we have is this moment, so let's show them how to live. Let's go. Nothing's wrong with dancing, all you got to do is move. Let me put my arms around you while we swing it to this groove. And let the music captivate you right into the nearest star. Have a drink and dance the night away. See, there's a low vibration. No time for hesitation. It's best that we make haste and get to moving right away. High five, girl, you're too fine. No lie, oh my, baby, we'll tie. On fire, you're a tie, wanna do some. We can take it to the floor and baby, move some. If you're not sure, then tell me how you feel. Cause all we have is this moment, so let's show them how to live. Let's go. Nothing's wrong with dancing, all you got to do is move. And let me put my arms around you while we swing it to this groove. And let the music captivate you right into the nearest star.
I'm serious, man. You guys are just, y'all are just recreating that soul R&B with a twist of, you know, jazzy, groovy feel with it and everything. Let me shut up. Go ahead, Mr. Leroy. Talk to us, big brother.
Well, I like it. I kind of consider it fun and enjoyable music that's lyrical and musical and fun to listen. That you got to move, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I can picture, you know, I can just picture that on the air, you know, air getting vibes and continuing to get vibes because it's that kind of music, you know.
Yeah, so, top 40 feel.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mr. Moss, talk to us, brother.
Man, that smooth is all I do, man. Like some Marvin Gaye, man. Got to get it up, that kind of stuff, you know. Two flies, look at bye-bye. He's just going on and on with the flies. And audio knows what he's doing, man. Good job, audio.
Oh, yeah. Got it going on. Benita Applebaum, go ahead and talk to us, sister.
Yeah, I'm in the night. I love it. Yeah. I'm doing guys good music, definitely.
All right. Robin Lynn.
Yeah, that's definitely some feel-good music that's definitely going on my playlist and on rotation on Vibe Live Radio, too.
All right. Miss Peggy, talk to us.
Oh, my goodness. I'm just wrapped. This music is so hot. It's so lit. The energy, the voice, the music, it's just you're amazing, and y'all don't ever stop what you're doing. Just keep bringing all that goodness.
And I just want to throw this out real, real fast. I have access, and I can get a great venue for everyone on this tour in Detroit, Michigan. It holds 250,000 people, 25,000 people. It's a wonderful venue. It's beautiful. And I know the lady personally. I'm just putting that out there, just to 25,000 people. Sean, DJ Sean.
All right. DJ GQ, talk to us, brother.
Frank, with you, buddy, man, I think the song was awesome. You delivered it real well. And just keep what you're doing, man. Love the music.
Thanks, Big brother, almighty, DJ Debo.
Bro, that kind of took me back. You know what I mean? I love the vibe. The vibe took me back to, I think it was like 89, probably before then. But it was a song called Don't Disturb This Groove by The System. For some reason, it takes me back to that type of vibe. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just that. And I felt like it kind of reminded me of the music itself, kind of reminded me of something that Michael Jackson would do or Michael Jackson would use. You know, it just gave me that feel to it. It's something that I feel like I could really enjoy that. And that would be something that I would actually play. That would be something that I would actually play in the club, and not only in the club, I would actually play it at a family function too. I think it's got a very good vibe to it, very well put together.
All right, Too Smooth, talk to us, brother.
Man, I really like it. It's you can't sit still listening to it. That's the show. You got to get up, you got to move, you got to groove, even if you don't dance. You got to bob your head. You got to do something to that track, man. That's feel-good music. Definitely something that's missing in today's time. And I appreciated that track, man. I really did.
All right. Tonio Armani.
Yeah, like everybody was saying, that was a good feel. You know what I'm saying? Make you feel good when you listen to that type of music. You definitely need more of that. It's a really, really good vibe. It's very refreshing. You know what I'm saying? So I definitely wouldn't have just like, hey man, we got to make something, bro. That sounds good, bro. We got to put something together for real. Appreciate it.
All right. Rico, you there? Or are you still fighting from the last song? Okay. All right. Talk to us.
Again, I really appreciate the feedback. And, yeah, Tony. No, yo, it's definitely, we can work. So I'm ready to do it.
All right. Vaughn, talk to us, Vaughn.
Yeah, man, I think, like everybody said, the continuum around the room definitely feel good. That's the expression for sure. That's the vibe. I think, obviously, that's exactly what your goal was in mind, and you completely delivered. You know, hands on, man. That was amazing. That was amazing for sure. Keep doing you. Keep doing you, man.
All right. So we're rolling over here to Mr. Tonio. This is Mistake. We'll be right back, y'all.
Can't go another day with this on my mind, and I think it's time for a discussion. Why is it so hard? Show me that you love me, baby. Why is it so hard? Show me that you care. So many days, so many nights, so many tears. I had to cry, told me you love me, that was a lie. Loving you was a mistake, diamond thing. Diamond, you were diamond. Diamond, you were diamond thing. You only love me for pretend. Play with my emotion, girl.
My emotion.
And I don't wanna be your friend.
Yeah.
Play me like guitar, baby.
Got to see.
Love I have for you is real, yeah. While you're playing with my heart, babe.
I said my heart, babe.
Let me tell you how I feel.
Baby,
baby. So many days, so many nights, so many tears. I had to cry. Told me you love me. That was a lie. Loving you was a mistake. Without a thing that you put me through, all the game, all the lying, and all of the time that I spent with you, being loyal, being your supporter, you took it for granted, babe. Can't take no more of this damage, babe. Yeah. Love you was a mistake.
Yeah.
Love you was a mistake, baby. Yeah. All right. Mistake. Mr. Stabal, go ahead and talk to us, big brother.
Tony, I like that, man. I like that, man. Loving you is everything. I like that. I like the lyrics. I like the content. I like the delivery on that one, man. You put your whole heart and stuff when you're doing it, man.
Somebody's sleeping. somebody's asleep.
Hey, man, I definitely appreciated the feedback, man. Thank you so much.
100, man, 100.
All right. Talk to us, Mr. Leroy Johnson.
Well, as I said in the interview, I think he's created a space. He's got his own vibe, his own. You definitely know it's him, you know. And he's got that old school feel, but he's got his own his own sound. And I mean, it's very catchy and very very unique. He falls in there with Al Green and all those other things in that vein. You know, I think he has got a bright future. You know, it's the kind of song that, you know, if I like it the first time, you know, you like it the first time, and then you continue to hear it, you hear it more and more, you're going to love it. You're going to, it's not one that you have to think about the first time you hear it. So I think he's got a bright future.
All right. Let's go to Ms. Benita Applebaum. Talk to us.
That's a wedding song. Yep, I love that song. Yep. I love it then. I love it now. I love that song.
Right. Ms. Robin Lynn, Maven, Boz Live Radio, Seattle.
Yeah, so I wouldn't want to be that female, okay? Because that's worse than being putting on blast in social media. He wrote a whole song about it. Loving you is a mistake. Yeah, yeah. I wish a nigga would tell me I was a mistake. All in the song. That's you,
Sean. I thought he said loving you will never change.
Well, whatever he said, it don't matter. That's how I took it.
Oh, okay.
All right. Miss Peggy, go ahead and talk
to
us.
Yes, sir, DJ Sean. It's smooth, it's deep, and that is just a deep feeling song. Very deep. DJ
All
Sean,
right.
Back to you, sir.
DJ GQ, talk to us, brother.
Man, I love the story he was telling me. It was great. Awesome song. Back to you, Sean.
DJ Debo.
Emotional, man. Emotional. He's singing from a place of emotion, man. I don't know if that was an experience that he went through or what, but whatever it was, he's singing from a place of emotion. And I kind of felt that song because I've had those feelings before, too. Caring for somebody was a damn mistake. It's true to life for me.
All right. Vaughn, talk to us, Vaughn. What do you think about it?
Yeah, definitely was a good tune, man, for sure. You bodied the vocals, bro. Like, absolutely murdered them, for sure. Like, flawless across the board. Delivered on the vibe, got the vibe across, the message. Through and through, it was a great song, man. Really great song. A nice body of work, for sure.
Mr. No Weapon, I'm sorry. I forgot about you, brother. I'm sorry.
It's okay, Kevin. I just want to say this, man. I think in 2021, it's very rare that you see a man show emotions concerning any type of relationship because, you know, we act like we so hard. So by the mere fact that you had that song, you put your emotions into it. That was very great, man. It's a riding song. I might cry going down the highway, but it's an emotional song, so I love it.
All right. Tonio, talk to us, big brother. Oh, that is Tonio. My fault. Audio. I'm sorry. Talk to us.
I just appreciate being able to sing the song with the song playing. You know, that's my thing. If I can hear it for the first time, and by the time you get through with your, you know, first, you know, four counts, you know, and I'm singing it with you, that's everything to me. It's definitely a song that can grow on people. So that's the main thing, not having them wait to the end of the song to be able to sing it. I love it. I love the delivery. I love everything, dog. It's dope, bro. Keep doing what you're doing.
Audio, anybody ever tell you sound like a little bit like T-Pain a little bit?
Yeah, they always tell
like
me that.
Okay, all right. Too Smooth, talk to us, man.
Man, I really like that joint right there, man. You got a real special way of like really putting your pain in the music in. You're just real powerful, man. Like your voice kind of remind me of like the cat Urban Mystic. They kind of had that banger and he just kind of like went away. But that's the vibe I get from you, bro. But I really like how you express yourself in your music. A lot of men will really do that. So, I appreciate that, bro. Nice song for real.
All right. Tony, yo, talk to us, brother.
Hey, you know, I just appreciate it, you know, the feedback. I'm definitely not afraid or ashamed to let the world know that, you know, the men, we have feelings too. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, what a better way to let the world know by, you know, in a positive way by music, you know what I'm saying? So I definitely enjoy each and every artist I've heard so far. We definitely got five different flavors. So, you know what I'm saying? I definitely hope to hear from each and every one of you guys next year and the year before that. Keep this going, man, because this is a beautiful thing that we're doing right now.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Leroy, again, any feedback, any more feedback you want to give, or you just the vibe is just good tonight, right?
The vibe is great. The vibe is great.
Moss, any feedback, or the vibe is just great tonight, right? Moss.
Man, who the world sleep?
We got another one that's sleep. Will y'all?
Who is sleeping? Who is sleeping?
Y'all put these niggas to sleep tonight, y'all. All right, nah, we know.
Let me take my clothes off.
All right, let me go ahead and play the next song, Rico C. This is Earthquake, y'all.
Tonight, I'm calling all ladies to the floor, big or small, short and tall. If you got a little bit of junk in your trunk, tonight, I want to see you shake it, baby.
And drop it to the floor now. Bite my lip, come a little closer.
Come on
and show me what you working with.
Oh girl, come on.
It's like we dancing all alone, but the club is packed and we gonna dance to the early morn.
We are.
I'm loving the way that you move and I can't take my eyes off you.
From you booming like a speaker and you know I want some. Big old hips, big old thighs, big old smile. Girl, you know I'm mesmerized. Come on, walk with me. Yeah, shake it like a salt shaker. Girl, this one a backbreaker. Wind it up and throw it in a circle. Call your friend and dance in a circle.
Rico C with Earthquake. That's the name of that song. Mr. Leroy Johnson, talk to us, brother.
Would be interested to hear this song at the club, or be interested. I'd be interested in looking at what happened. You know, because I could those girls. No,
oh,
I don't
yeah.
want to spot anything like that. But you know, just that's what I kind of envisioned. Vocally, I mean, it's a good song. you know, does a good job. And again, old school feel that we don't have enough of these days. But I think that musically things are going back in that direction. So I think it's good. Very good.
All right. Moss?
Yes, sir. Rico, keep making music, man, because you're taking us back, man, and giving us that music machine that we need. That's definitely a club banger. Something I know the girls can shake to, and just keep doing it, man. I really like it. Man. I like what you hit. I like what you're doing. I like your work.
All right, let's go with Robin Lynn. Talk to us.
Yeah, the perfect song for me to jump out of my cake, bust naked. I'm getting ready. I'm taking my clothes off right now. That's the song.
All right, Miss Peggy.
Oh, yeah. That is smooth energy, the vibe. It just, it has everything. That song just, it has everything. DJ
All Sean. Right. Benita.
It don't matter. Even if you got a little bit of junk in your trunk. Yeah, little booties matter. There's no more missing no weapon. Yeah, okay. I love it. Something to add to.
All right, Mr. No Weapon.
What's up, man? I think that I love it for dance songs, and it'll definitely get the people dancing, whether you got a big booty or small booty. Little booties matter, too. So, hey, man, keep it up. Keep going.
DJ GQ.
Yeah, man, I was vibing to it. Nice song. Delivery was good. Y'all did a great job. Keep doing what y'all doing. Back to you, Sean.
DJ Debo.
Excuse me. You already know, bro. I think it's a vibe, man. It's got a nice vibe to it. It's nice and upbeat. It'll get the dance floor going. And that's one of the songs. If I wasn't a married man, as a DJ, I play it and haul ass on the floor because I know I'm going to get some shaking going on without me. But, yeah. I think it's a vibe, man. It's nice and upbeat. I like it. I love it. Yep. Back to you.
Too smooth.
Yeah, like I said, man, I'm from Mississippi, so they love that down here. Man, that's a vibe. I can see it in them. Camp out / trail ride, horse ride, we be having there a year, so yeah, it's definitely a blue vibe.
All right, audio.
Yeah, Rico then went from boys to men to Uncle Luke. let me find out Benita over there shaking. Let me find out. Nah, man, but you're sounding great, man. I was jamming, dog. I was up in here getting it, man. Good song. Good song. Great song.
All right. Somebody's got their phone up or something. Wow. I don't know where that's coming from.
Somebody sound like they cutting hair, man.
You mute them?
Man.
That ain't me.
I don't know where it's at. Tonio, talk to his brother.
What's up, man? What's up? If anybody can hear me.
I found it.
I would say that, okay. I would say I definitely enjoyed the vibe. It was a nice, great sound that you was, you know, trying to do. I can see you performing that like on some carnivals, like on a cruise ship, man. That's like a good cruise you know what I'm saying, a cruise record. Like, I could definitely see you doing that, like, live, bro. So, I mean, I like that feel, you know what I'm saying? I definitely like that feel, man. Keep making more music like this, man. I see where you're going.
Vaughn?
Yeah, that's crazy. I was just thinking the same thing. It's a great song, but I think live it would sound even better, instrumentation and whatnot, too. And just even when you, you know, can have a music break and just have the, you know, the chorus just continue to roll a cappella, you know, have like the fans clapping or something. I can envision all that. And that's when you know you got something good, man. You got something great, for sure. Something great. Keep doing you.
Rico, you there?
I'm here.
Okay. Just play your song. What you got for us?
Again, I appreciate all the feedback. I'm just trying to do music from all perspectives, genres, country, whatever. And again, like, you know, I guess I just try to put out, you know, good tracks. Not saying I'm going to always put out good music, but, you know, just the love for the music. You know, you just want to do things and shit, push the envelope when it comes down to coming up with a track.
All right. Well, thank you, man, for being part of the show. We got one more song, and then we home. Everybody can go sleep. All right, y'all. This is Vaughn Maxwell. This is 716.
Seven one six, nigga. That's the code. This is for the gang. Shout out to my walls, also to our fallen soldiers and lost souls. Promise y'all things will be different tomorrow. You know who you are. Don't even gotta disclose. Wasn't for my brothers, I just wouldn't be this cold. Shout out to my mother. She just wanna see us grow. Praises to my Lord and Father. Keep us on the go. Keep us in line. Keep us in the zone. Ain't wasting no time trying to get it on our own. Got brothers black and white. You can get it how you want. Never push and shove. Think twice before throwing bows. Forget your team, they fugazi. We chase the green every day, yeah. Don't miss the wave. It's a new day. Sending shots coming this way. Nothing to feel, we built a different way. Long winters here trying to step out of the shade. Staying 6 feet, no, it's no time to complain. Keeping it real and love to UGK. 716, nigga, that's a cold. To my walls.
Must be asleep. Go ahead, Leroy. Talk to us.
Well, you know, I got it, you know. I think that song would go over because it would set itself apart from whatever else was up there, you know. The vocals are strong.
I didn't look at it.
The message is strong.
All right.
Somebody's cooking while we're Yeah, he's got it.
All right.
I'm up in here, man.
Okay, man. Talk to us.
Like I said, man, these guys, everybody's on the right track for success, man. I haven't heard anything that wasn't pleasant to the ears tonight. So I'm going to continue to say what I've been saying, man. You guys keep pressing for the mark. make sure you stay on top of what you want to stay on top of and keep going with your feelings. And keep making feel-good music, man.
All right. Let's go down. Robin?
Yeah, it's really awesome music tonight. Very, very versatile. I like the range. And I like the passion. And I like the openness.
Mm-hmm.
I like how the ability to be open with your feelings and the expression of them. It's like really phenomenal, refreshing.
All right, Benita.
Well, I love it.
All right, Peggy.
Yes, sir, DJ Sean. Every artist is fire. Please keep doing what y'all are doing. And just thank all of y'all. Your energy, y'all are epic and bringing good music back to the world. And that's what we need. Thank you, DJ Sean.
All right, all right. DJ GQ, talk to us.
Yeah, man. Awesome song. Lyrics are good. I must say everybody came through tonight. The songs look great. So I'll just keep doing what you're doing. Stay focused. Sean?
All right. DJ Debo.
Man, epic, man, epic. You brothers are very, very talented. You're very talented. And you're just showing how you can actually shift up your sound. You're actually changing your sounds. You're just versatile, and it shows. Just keep doing what you're doing, man. And again, I'm saying this to each and every individual, each and every one of you guys. When y'all get that Grammy and that Emmy, don't forget.
Yes. That's right. Hell
hey,
yeah.
Hey, I'm back. I had to take a call. It's audio.
All right. Too Smooth, talk to us.
Yeah, man, I really liked it. They track, like I said, it's that new school hip hop, that new feel. But that track right there specifically had like, you know, the R&B, but it had like a little edge to it too, a little hood feel. You know, sometimes, you know, yeah, I can express myself as an R&B artist, but you know, at the same time, you know, I'm in tune with what's going on in the hood and in the street without being too street. So, yeah, I really appreciate that track, man. I like that.
All right, all right. Audio, talk to us, big brother.
Yeah, though, man. It was great, man, you know. And I really like the UGK line. You know, I'm from the same city as UGK. So, That was real dope when I heard that. I was like, shout out to Pimp C. All right, man. So that was a real dope song. It's gonna do good in the younger generational market. It's gonna do real good for them because that's their way. And keep striving for whatever works. You know what I'm saying? And don't change for nobody. Keep doing exactly what you're doing.
All right, Rico C.
Again, great track. It sounds like it had a little auto-tune in there. Keep pushing the envelope with the music. It's great music, great vibe with that. You know, I like to hear more music from you. Shouts out to what you're doing. Keep grinding. It's, you know, I feel like you're on the right path. I feel like we all on the right path. It's just waiting on that break to come through.
Oh yeah.
Sir, thank you.
Go ahead, Vaughn, real quick. What you think?
Oh no, I appreciate everybody. I appreciate all the way, for sure. And I appreciate, you know, the time being on this call with y'all. You know what I mean? This is great. This is really great. Yeah, I have nothing else to say, but I'm very thankful for it, honestly. And I wish all of you well for sure, especially to the fellow artists too. I'll see y'all there. I'll see y'all there for sure. We're gonna break through as the other artists put it, for sure. I'm not even worried about that.
All right. This concludes the show. The new Bad Boys of Soul R&B. Let's get some last words from Uncle Leroy Johnson, and we're gonna let you guys go. Talk to us, big brother.
Well, I think everything has been said tonight. Just keep on keeping it going the way it's going, because you know everybody's got something that's happening. You know, just stick with it. I mean, you've done the hard work. Just keep working hard, as the man from the platter said. You know, it's just
right.
Oh, yeah, that's the way I like it.
You got a solid base. Solid base.
All right, Moss. Anything you want to add, brother?
Yeah, man. Just you know, you got, like you said, keep going doing what you're doing. Don't worry about your haters. You're gonna have them because you're doing something great, and everything that's great is hated. Don't worry about that. Just continue to be great in your own likeness, and if you believe it's yours, man, it's yours. It'll happen. So I just want to give everybody that bit of advice, man. Just keep on reaching for the stars, man.
All right, I just want to thank everybody that tuned in, everybody that was part of the show. Again, Bridge the Gap, Yolanda for putting this together, Connect the Dots, artists as well, and Uncle Leroy and Moss for taking the time out of y'all's schedule and being here on the show tonight. Audio, Too Smooth, Tonio, Rico, Yvonne. Good luck to you guys. This ain't the last time you guys are going to be hearing from us. I do want to have a conversation with you guys soon about maybe next year, putting something together next year. Which you got five guys coming up with some music and some new tracks to get you guys together to do something together. Because you guys, I can see you guys really packing out a lot of places together. And sticking together and, you know, getting a lot of people to back what you guys doing. All y'all's music, it deserves top 40 play. And anything that we can do here on the Hilltop Radio Show for you young men, you guys already know we're a phone call away. So, again, I want to thank everybody for tuning in. Everybody have a good night, and we all family. We get ready going out of here with family, y'all. Good night.
And he got all the girls drinking. S.O.J. is throwing down, and Big Daddy E just touched down. Everybody drinking gin and juice, so turn it up, man. We about to get loose.
It don't matter if you.